Again, he broke one at the line of scrimmage and broke one about halfway through that run. If you're Lakers, you have to wrap up these running backs. They're not the fastest, but they are pretty good size. We got to wrap them up and bring them to the ground.
As a handoff, this one's to, looks like, number 12. No, I take that back. That is number 42, Cameron Worth, out for about 7 yards, out inside Laker territory to the 45-yard line, brought down by Andrew Siegfried.
At number 20 is James Dubes, and then over to the top was number one, Troy Chappell, come down with that tackle, combined for it, but nonetheless, a play where the running back was hit in the backfield, was able to slip out of that tackle and create a 6 or 7 yard gain on first down for Pwamo's failure.
The Pirates starting to move the ball. 4:42 left in the third quarter. 14-0 BW. Lehman's going to keep it for himself, trying to get that first down. And on the keeper under center, he gets a total of 5 yards from the 45 to the 40. And that's going to be enough to move the chains. First and 10 inside Laker territory.
He's a big guy, 6'4", very powerful. Not the fastest guy that you'll see playing quarterback, but agile enough to move the football. And again, just a quarterback keeper right up the middle, testing that defensive line. They weren't ready for it. And before you know it, Lehman is right on top of him, getting 5 yards on a quarterback keeper. Very impressive play call there. Caught everybody off guard, was enough for a first down.
First and 10 from the Laker 40-yard line. Left, right across your radar. Receiver wide each way. Lehman in the shotgun, has two men on him. Flag flies on the snap, and this one's a handoff to Cameron Worth across the 40 down to the 36-yard line. Looks like Troy Chappell on the tackle. And we'll see what this call is as the penalty marker is at the 41-yard line. A yard behind the line of scrimmage. Not much to cheer for the Laker fan base today. Ball start against Pwamu Asfalia. So it's a 5-yard penalty. That should have been called dead right from the get-go, though, Dave, right?
I would think so. It should have been a dead ball foul. Not sure why it wasn't stopped right away, but nonetheless, this is, again, an opportunity Lakers defense needs. They back them up 5 yards. Yes, it is still first down, but 15 yards to go for the first down. Pwamu has been very heavy with the run. Stop the running play here, and then get your pass defense out there and see if you can't force another punt.
First and 15 from the 45-yard line off Laker territory. Lehman gets a snap out of the shotgun, handoff. This one's to 29. Still on his feet across from Hunter Worth across the 40, finally brought down the 39-yard line. Tackle made by Jake Kretschmer. It's second down, 9 to go after a 6-yard gain.
Now they get all that penalty yardage back plus an extra one, so second down and 9. It's right where you want to be, but this is the situation that Lakers had Pwamu Asfalia in a lot of the first half. Second down and long. Those are the opportunities to create third and long if you can stop the run game or knock down a pass, force an incompletion of some kind. Pwamu Asfalia has had no fear throwing the ball on second 9 and throwing it again on third down. But in the second half, very run heavy, and I wouldn't be surprised if they don't run it again.
Receiver wide each way. Lehman throws downfield. This one's way overthrown. Pass was intended for Garrett Trywaller at the 20-yard line. He had been at the 15-yard line to bring in that one to even have a chance of that. Third down and 9 for the Pwamu Asfalia offense.
Yeah, just a little bit overthrown, but if you're watching these receivers and defensive backs downfield, these officials are letting them play. There's a lot of contact. You see some jersey grabbing and some contact being made, but it's both teams are doing it on offense and defense. You're seeing Trywaller and Siegfried getting into it all the way down the field. So, again, you force that incompletion. The pass rush forced the throw a little high. Now it's third and long, and you almost got to think you got to stop this third down play.
And the Lakers blows up the play as it's a handoff up the middle, and then gets a loss of a yard. Caught him in the backfield, and the foul of the pile will be Blake Smithers. And that will be a loss of a yard, fourth down and 10 for Pwamu Asfalia at the Laker 40-yard line.
Cameron Worth unable to get going. They run read option on third and long. It's a little too early for me to get conservative and try to keep the clock running. If I'm Pwamu Asfalia, I'd have thrown the football there, take my chances that my big receiver makes a play or I get the benefit of a pass interference call. But nonetheless, great job by Lakers defense using that penalty to their advantage.
And we have motion on both sides of the ball. Fourth down and 10 situation as Pwamu Asfalia is ready to punt this one away.
They might have got Lakers there with a hard count and get 5 free yards here.
I saw motion on both sides, but Lakers' Adam LaGault got across the line by about 2 yards before he tried to pull back. Yeah, And now the officials are squaring this one away. And it's going to be an offsides call against Lakers. So this marches off 5 yards. So from a 4th and 10 at the 40-yard line to a 4th and 5 from the 35-yard line. Dave, is the same call, or do you go for it now?
No, if I'm Guam Westphalia, I'm going for
they're
it.
Going
no,
for
I, bring
it.
My, I bring my quarterback back in. It looks like they're going to change things out. I don't blame them at all. That's a very bad penalty there. I believe it was Adam LaGault clearly trying to make a block, jumping that snap count. Bad time for that, because now the offense comes back on the field, and if they're able to get it with 5 yards to go, the whole playbook's open. You could run the ball here, but I would imagine a quarterback's going to try and throw it, wouldn't they?
And so you hand off, and they do not get it. No, not even a gain of a yard on the play. This is a handoff to Bryce Thielen, and Lakers scoops that one up and it stops him on 4th down. So it's a 1st and 10 for the Lakers at their own 35-yard line.
Freshman of the Year award goes to, yes, that's right, Blake Smithers makes a big stop in the backfield. So actually the 5-yard penalty actually works really, really well. Instead, they could have punted away and pinned Lakers deep. Instead, they're going to turn it over at the Lakers' 35-yard line, their own 35-yard line. So decent field position, but the defense doing a nice job creating the stop and giving their offense yet another chance to get on the board and make this a one-score football game.
1st and 10, Lakers trailing 14-0 to Pahuam Westphalia. 2:25 left in the third quarter. It's a up-the-gut run for Brennan Wisner out for about 2 yards, out to the 37-yard line. 2nd down, 8 to go for the Lakers. Right to left, cross your radio.
62, Jared Thielen on that defensive line makes the stop. Brennan Wisner faking the handoff and just taking it himself forward. Able to get, I would say, maybe 2 yards on that play. 2nd and 8 for Lakers. 2nd down has been the down that's killed them in this game. They've gotten a couple yards on 1st down, and then this is the play they've been stagnant on, bringing up 3rd and long. They got to find a way to get 3 or 4 even or more yards to create a shorter 3rd down scenario.
Wisner under center has Taylor Kitty in motion to the near sideline. Looking to pass, has to roll out, gets it to Taylor Kitty, but can't bring it in. And that should have been a little bit of a late tackle on number 6, Peyton Heckman, but none called. 3rd down and 8 for the Lakers.
Play till the whistle, Clark. Peyton Heckman does hit him a little bit late, but he didn't know the ball had completely gone to the ground. But it's probably for the best that Taylor Kitty didn't complete that pass, because that delayed screen was not working. Peyton Heckman was all over it, and it would have been a big loss. But here we go again, 3rd down and long for Lakers. Going to have to draw up yet another very creative play, asking a lot now. Brandon Wisner, they tried running it in a situation like this on 3rd and long before. It didn't work. I fully expect them to throw it. This might be a time Clark Mason Pasek gets a target here.
1:40 left in the third, and passing on 3rd down and 8, and is caught at the 44-yard line by no one else but Mason Pasek, number 85 for the Lakers, and it's set to be 4th down and manageable, less than a yard to go at the 44-yard line.
Looks like Portland, St. Patrick, and North Huron, a 2 o'clock start, Clark, are underway, and quickly Portland, St. Patrick, they're up 12-0. North Huron trails, looks like at the beginning of the second quarter.
4th down and 1 yard to go, and Lakers appears to be going for it.
Mason Pasek makes a nice catch there, gets 8 yards, doesn't quite get to the 1st down marker, but 4th and 1, Lakers needs this 1st down very badly.
Warren in motion gets the pitch, and he's brought down to the backfield, and Pahuam Westphalia blows that one up, and it's going to be a turnover of downs. Pahuam Westphalia offense back on the field at the Laker 44-yard line.
Yeah, probably a loss of one there. Warren goes from that left side around the right side. They pitch it to him, and he has nowhere to go. Doesn't have an option to turn it upfield. Doesn't have an option to get to the sideline. There's white jerseys everywhere. They've had film all week. They've obviously had it well scouted, and they're blowing up all the gaps that Lakers wants to try and attack. Pahuam Westphalia's defense stands tall, and the offense comes back on the field in great field position in Laker territory.
51 seconds left in the third quarter, 14-0 PW, and they're back on offense. 1st and 10 at the 44 of Lakers, and it's a handoff out to about for 3 yards into the 41-yard line. Tackle made by James Dubes, and the bottom of the pile will be number 15, Bryce Thielen.
James Dubes makes a nice tackle, but Pahuam Westphalia having a little more success running the football, better gains on 1st down, bringing up 2nd manageable, 3rd manageable. Got to continue to do that if you're Pahuam Westphalia. And if you're Lakers, 2nd down and 1st down, those are your opportunities to force Pahuam Westphalia to throw the ball on you. You've had some success defending it.
15 seconds left in this quarter, and it's a handoff. This one's to number 29. Hunter Wirth, and he's across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. And that will be the end of the third quarter with third down and four to go for Paloma Westphalia. It is 14-0. Pirates lead the Lakers.